the arrival into Mullaghcleugh will not take place now until Tuesday morning, which is Tuesday the 14th, at around between, they'll be here between 10 and 12 o'clock in the morning, and then moving on then to Coleraine.
And the presence of this galleon in Mullaghcleugh Bay is going to be important, because it's paying tribute not only to a number of local people who've lost their lives in the area and visitors as well in the last century, but also paying tribute to a number of Spanish sailors who were on an Armada vessel that ran aground in 1588.
Yeah, in 1588, after they were forced round the north coast of Scotland and then round the west coast of Ireland, heading back to Spain after their eventful war in, what do you call it, the sea war in the Channel with the Brits, some of the boats, they encountered very bad weather. Some of the boats got damaged, their sails got damaged. That's the only propulsion they had, so they were unable to control them, so some of them was driven ashore. So that happened, one of them here. It is called, I think it's the Barque de Hamburg. That's just where we are reliably informed was the name of the boat that that sank in Mullaghcleugh Bay.
The arrival of this galleon into the bay on Tuesday, it's going to be an amazing sight. You're expecting a lot of people, both locals and visitors, to turn out to see it. Important that they do so in a manner that is safe.
Yeah, we would, what do you call it, we would advise anybody that's coming to come early, and we will have guys there that's parking cars along the access road to Mullaghcleugh. Now, we won't be able to allow the car, all the cars to come as close as probably they would like, but it's only a short walk. What we would ask people is that to let the people that are not mobile to come down as close to the shore as possible, and then everybody will have an excellent vantage point. There's nothing but hills and dunes overlooking the bay. Everybody is going to get a terrific look at the ship while it's moored in the bay.
Will the sails be up when the ship comes in?
No, the sails won't be up, because to sail a ship of that size, you would need probably in the region of about 100 very experienced sailors. They only have a crew of about 35, and most of them are students, so they only have a skeleton crew, and she's basically under engine power.